Let's turn to number 50 in our white books. Number 50. Welcome, everyone. Some have arrived today, maybe most of you have. And I think I know most everyone here, but there are some that I am not well acquainted with, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you this week as we draw near to the Lord together. How wonderful. I mentioned at supper time that there are some songs that seem to, there's something special about singing them at Pilgrim Camp, like Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. We sing that in our church, but when you sing it at camp, I don't know, something very precious. Here's another one like that, How Great Thou Art. Praise God. We find that that the Lord is very near to us in these days. We sensed that as soon as we stepped on the grounds. And of course, the Lord was preparing our hearts as we were traveling up, because He has brought us together and He has something for us. And so we all want to look forward to that. Keep our ears open, keep our hearts open, and just reach out to Jesus and He'll help you. And you'll find that it's very easy to touch the Lord here at Pilgrim Camp. There's been much prayer, much seeking of the Lord already. And we want to continue in that vein throughout the summer. Praise God. So here we are, and here He is. So let's enjoy one another. Number 50 in our... you start out a song, you can't stop to find the page, right? And then I look at my wife and I see, what's the next? I try to read her lips, and I can tell what the next verse is. I'm getting pretty good at that.
Praise God.
It's a wonderful song. These songs have become so precious to us. And, you know, there's some... years ago, people used to think it's strange that we sang these hymns, because in their church, they sang them, and they were so dry. And, so boring. But I never experienced that. In our fellowship of churches, we always loved to sing the hymns, and we were always, our attention was called to the words. Think about what you're singing. Sing it right to the Lord. Sometimes a person would testify, and then someone would lead out one of these hymns, and you would notice, wow, that hymn goes right along with what the person said. And they were so alive, and they are. They are here at camp. That's why we love to sing them so much, and that's why we memorize them. We sing them so often that you don't need the book sometimes. You can just sing right from your heart to the Lord. Sometimes the Lord will give you a song. We were talking about that around the table today, that sometimes the Lord just gives you a song. And you start singing the song, and you wonder, why am I singing this song? Well, that's good to ask the Lord, why am I singing this song? And the Lord will show you why He gave it to you. And He'll speak to you from that song, encourage you, and so on. And so, we love these songs. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. I want that to be so, don't you? That I love Jesus more than anything, anyone. That I find my greatest joy in knowing Him. Praise God. He wants to do that for us. And so we sing these songs, and somehow we awaken something in our heart, a desire. I say, Lord, I want to know you like that hymn writer knew you, and like this song is talking about. Some of you know that I worked at BJ's. Isn't that great? Well, I don't anymore. That's even better. I don't know if it's better. I think my time was up. But I was there for 3 years, part-time working at BJ's, and I had a little bit more of a feel of what the people in my congregation go through. I would drag myself to prayer meeting. Every muscle in my body would ache sometimes. People would have to help me up from my knees. Going down was easy, but getting up was hard. And when I knew that I was to quit, I had some responsibilities before me, and they couldn't give me enough time off to take care of them, so I looked to the Lord and felt it was time to say goodbye. And that was 3 years to the day. I was hired on April 8th, and my last day was April 7th. I found that interesting. Anyway, but before I left, I wanted to say goodbye to everyone I got to know, all the workers, some of the customers that I got to know. And I have a little business card with my name and the church. And now I could hand them out. See, I couldn't hand them out before. But now, if they fired me a day early, it wouldn't be so bad. So I started handing out like potato chips, you know, and inviting everyone to my church. And you know, the wonderful thing is that everyone told me they're coming. So we're thinking of building an extension on the church, but it looks like we have plenty of time to do that because I haven't seen anybody show up yet. But I'm sure they're on their way in the Lord's time, perhaps. But you know, I have one Bible verse or part of a Bible verse on that card. You know, what verse do you put on your card? It's a big book. But I had no trouble with that verse. As they communed and reasoned together, Jesus Himself drew near and went with. That says it all. That's what our church is all about. That's what our gatherings are all about. We come together and we commune and we reason over the Word of God. And as we do, Jesus Himself draws near. And then He doesn't just leave the blessing in church, but then He goes with us as we go out into the world to bear His presence and His message. I love that verse. I think I chose the right verse. As they communed and reasoned together, Jesus Himself drew near. And I often think of that verse when we come together like this. What would be the purpose of this meeting if Jesus didn't draw near? If He didn't come to us, if He didn't speak to our hearts, if He didn't minister to our needs, if he didn't reveal the glory of his presence to us, and then just let his anointing rest upon us so that we can go out to bring him to others and to walk with him throughout the week. And so I love that verse, I love that thought, and I love this song, because here it tells me that every need his hand provides. I don't know what your needs are. You know, I come to camp and I said, Lord, first of all, I don't know all who's going to be there. My proper English, all who's going to be there. Brooklyn, please. And I look forward to seeing certain friends that I've met at camp and that come every year. We really do look forward to seeing them. And then we're surprised when I see Sister Nora or someone like that I didn't expect to be up here. I don't see very often. And then I get to see my family. I think I see them more at Pilgrim Camp than I do when I'm living down in the city. And then there are new ones. I find sometimes that they're not new to the camp because they come at other times when I don't run into them, and they've been coming for a while. But it's so nice that the Lord brings us together like that. But I thought, Lord, you know who's going to be there? We've been praying for some time. You know what needs everyone will have. And Lord, you're the only one that can meet the needs of these people. You're the only one that can speak into their hearts. You're the only one that can minister the touch that reaches where no one else can reach. And so as I prepare for camp, my preparation for camp is just to just feel my need of Jesus and take time to hold that need before him. And say, Lord, you have to come during this time at camp, and you have to show us your glory, and you have to draw near, and you have to work. And you know, he doesn't disappoint us when we come to him like that. And if we all come with that attitude every time we gather, Jesus, we have to hear you. We have to meet you, Lord. You have to come. That's why we've traveled all this way. It wasn't to hear Brother Kenny or to meet this one or that one. But we've come first of all and foremost to meet Jesus in a new and fresh way. Let us pray that God will enable us to do that by his grace. Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of serving you here at camp if we're on staff, seating you here at camp if we're guests. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this place that you have given to us for the purpose of finding you in a greater way. And Lord, we pray that you will put faith into our hearts for all that you desire to accomplish in us and through us in these days. Lord, we do need you. We do want you, Lord. Jesus, you have to come. You have to meet us. You have to meet our needs, Lord. You have to fill us with your presence and bring about the changes in our lives that we've been seeking you for. And so, Lord, it's time for you to work. And we just come to you believing that you will show us your glory, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and going to do. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's continue singing, right? Look to verse 3.
day that God has put into your heart, perhaps. Let's feel free in His presence. We have limited time. Of course, we have to end by 9 o'clock so that our staff can have their time. But that doesn't mean that we can't say a little word of God. So, desires, praise God. Hallelujah.
About ministering to children, young people, and God has prepared a group of young ladies and younger boys and girls to find Jesus in a greater way and hear the wonderful message of the gospel and experience His love. And so let's just pray that God will bring this group up safely, that their hearts will be fully prepared right from the start to enter into what God wants for them. That God will bless every worker. We certainly thank God for our staff. Couldn't have camp without a staff. And we thank God for every one of you. And then the counselors that will be coming, if they're not here yet. And I know that they've been looking to God to help them to just be vessels through which He can minister to these that He has entrusted to them at this time. Let someone lead out in prayer that has this on their heart. We'll wait for the Spirit of God to give us His prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here together. All the people's children and the people of the Holy Spirit, we ask that even now, this week, you might make yourself real towards us. Accomplishing that for you. We thank you and pray for the kids that are here. And we pray too, Lord, that they too might sense your Holy Spirit.